Good morning. It is good in the house of the Lord. Amen. Open your Bible and let us read 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let us pray. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord, our Maker, for all his goodness and the blessings we receive from him. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, and the provision you bestow upon us. We thank you, Jesus, for you died on the cross for our sins and resurrected from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. Thank you for everlasting love that you love us with. We thank you today with gratitude for all the blessings you have given to us, to our family, to your people, and to your church. We thank you for the trials and the problems that you are solving to us. Thank you for the deliverance and strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for the good health, healing, and answered prayers. We magnify your name and we exalt your name in our needs, Lord Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. The Lord God says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us all on our unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, stubbornness, the wrong decisions, our own will, pride, anger, hatred, wrong emotions, selfishness, and laziness. Cleanse us, Lord, from the bad effects of sin. Lord, we commit our lives unto you. Help us to be obedient to your word, to love one another, and to the will of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Heavenly Father, our all-knowing God, you see our needs before we ask. Lord, we pray to help us to put your kingdom first in our lives and honor you and graciously grant our requests and petitions in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and shield every family from the work of the devil, that we come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, guide and keep every family safe and provide their needs. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom and knowledge how to implement your good plan and your will to their families. Shield them from any evil and guide them. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their godly husband. Help them to train their children in righteousness.
Yes.
We pray for the children to be obedient to their parents, for this is right. Protect them from the flaming darts of the evil one. We pray for the parents to bless and help them as they instruct their children in a godly way and provide for them everything they need. We pray for all the single parents in the church. Lord, help them and provide for them to manage their lives and the lives of their children, and raise them in the fear of you. Lord, we pray for our siblings to guide them and to provide them their needs. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, thank you for providing these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless those places of work and our boss. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters. Lord, we pray to give them more businesses and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Lord, help us to evangelize and use our spiritual gifts to preach your word in our working places. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Let us pray for one another. Lord, we pray for our brethren who are in trouble to provide their needs. Lord, protect them, provide for them, and help them. Lord, grant repentance to those who are in sin. Heal the sick, give jobs to those jobless, give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Heavenly Father, we pray for the salvation of our friends, co-workers, relatives, and neighbors. We pray for spiritual awakening.
Yes.
Lord, we trust in your power to save them, to open their eyes, hearts, and minds to the truth of your gospel, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Tanzania, Armenia, and America. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, the documentation needed, and the rest of the church needs. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, reduce the prices of the rent, the water, the electricity, the telephone and internet, the petrol and gas cylinders, and the tax and the penalties on all those places. Lord, yes. Prosper all those places, and so we do your church will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourselves to serve God. Lord, we pray for unity and revival in the church, and we pray for all the backsliders to come back to you and join the church once again. Lord, raise and bring more workers to come and join us. We pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism.
Yes.
Lord, we pray to bless, to protect and spread the church congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we devote ourselves to go and evangelize and make new disciples. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come to take us. Let us pray for our service. Lord, anoint our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be change and likeness of you in everything. Lord, we pray for miracles and wonders. Lord, bless our recording and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, workers, members, and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the Book of Psalms, Psalm 48. Book of Psalms, And Psalm 48 say, verse 1, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. God is great. God do miracles. God do things beyond what you expect or imagine. We are not coming here to worship a pitiful God, no. No, not at all. We are coming here to worship the Creator, be in all his presence. He's the one who create even the biggest people in the world. They are created by our God. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The city of our God, the holy place.
Hallelujah!
The joy of the whole world. Great. Lord, in whom we have the victory.
Worship the Lord.
He aids us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. Lord, and most worthy of praise, the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the whole earth. Great is the Lord in whom we have.
Hallelujah.
He aids us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love.
Hallelujah.
For you alone are God eternal, through earth and heaven above. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. For the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, through all earth and heaven above. For you alone are God eternal, through all earth and heaven.
Hallelujah, Lord. We adore you, God. We worship you, Lord. We expect miracles and wonders. Open the seas, O Lord. Take the obstacles, O God. Let your people come on dry the ground, O Lord. Yes, O God, we trust you with miracles and wonders, and you will do mighty things, O God, that you will help us and help your church and your people and save us from all troubles, to stop wars and do miracles.
to let them move away and deal with them in the name of Jesus, to provide. Open your hand and your hip, you will heal, you will deliver, you will support, you will encourage. Fill people with the Holy Spirit. Receive, Lord, reveal yourself to others. Let your salvation flow. Bring others in your presence. Touch your people. Touch them with the Holy Spirit. Revive them and bring them to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other than the name of Jesus, whom there have been given among men, whereby we must be saved. Amen. His name is exalted
far above the earth. His name is high above the heavens.
Hallelujah.
His name is exalted far above the earth. Give glory and honor and praise unto his name. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus. It is worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise. His name is exalted far above the earth. His name is high above the heavens. His name
salvation, the healing, the help that come from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We adore you. Oh, God, pour out your Holy Spirit in us to continue to serve you. More love.
More power. More of you. For you are my Lord. more love.
Yes, oh God.
More power.
Yes, Lord.
More of you in my life.
And I'm seeking, Lord.
More love. More power.
God now by giving. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 11 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if you shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Here, Apostle Paul told the Corinthians that he had sown in their life spiritual things. He had invested in their life. Not that he went and preached the gospel. No. It's not about this. It is about he invests his life for the sake of the Corinthians people. And he said, if we had invested in your life spiritual things, then your carnal things, then you ought to give it back to God by supporting us in manner of tithes and offering
and fresh food. It's a fair bargain, isn't it? It is a great thing if you will reap your carnal things, if you will get material things from you. It's not a great, it's just fear. Because as we invest in the life of the people, God not only called them to give their carnal things, but first their heart, their life, their time, everything it needs to be given to God. You know, salvation is absolutely free, but finally it costs all that we have. You need to invest in the kingdom of God. And he say, the others be partakers of this power over you. Are not we rather? Oh, so what I understood here, that the Corinthians, they were giving, but they were giving to wrong people. They were giving to wrong pastors, to wrong churches, to wrong workers, who had not given them the spiritual word, the spiritual thing that they need in their life. And that's here. We invite you to give your tithes and offering and first fruit, not to send it or give it in other places, but to bring it to God, to be spent on the things that God wants to be used for His glory. Lord, thank you for all my brother and sister who dedicate their lives and time and effort and invest in your kingdom. I pray, Lord, you bless them, O God, and as they give their tithes, offering and first fruit, open the windows of heaven and pour out some of your blessing, that they have no place to keep in their life. And O God, rebuke the devourer from them, penalties, fine, accident, sicknesses, attacks, and whatever things, O God, harmful, take it away from them, even death, even accidents, even mishaps and walk, take it out from their life and away from them. And Lord, I pray, use this money, multiply it, and use it to raise the lost and to meet the need of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Let us continue our worship. I am reading the message of God to the church through the servant of his church, Dr. Ramis, entitled with Keep the Day of Worship. The title is Keep the Day of Worship. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 12. Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 12. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God had commanded thee. Let us pray. Dear God, we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for this day that we gather once again to worship you. I pray, Lord, convict upon your people to keep the day of worship holy unto you, so they will bless. Anoint my lips, O God, to deliver and emphasize it clearly in Jesus' name. Amen. Our life that we live it by faith in God and His power and ability to fulfill His promises to us. Faith in God bring us to the point of obedience, to listen to Him and to follow all His commands and instructions in our lives. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. God's commands are not heavy. He gave them to us to make our lives easy and to be tuned with His will mind, and thoughts. God created the whole world, the heavens and the earth, and all things on them, the day, the night, the plants, the animals, the fishes, the birds, and the men. All he created in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished in all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Therefore, the principle that the seventh day is for the Lord was since the beginning, and it continued till this day. The Lord God, after he brought his people out from Egypt, and after they crossed the Red Sea and got saved from the Egyptians' army, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him. But later on, because of their hunger, they started to murmur against Moses and Aaron. Open your Bible in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 to 3. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 3. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 50th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hands of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we say by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. God, in response to the needs of the people, he sent them their daily needs, as he told the following to Moses. Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 to 5. Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 to 5. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Therefore, God sent them the bread from heaven. Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 to 18. Exodus chapter 16, verses 14 to 18. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. So we can see that God had given to every one of them his daily need. The same for us till now. We go out to our work each day, and as we go out to work, God would provide to us our daily needs and necessities. God is faithful, and he will provide to us all our needs. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now we have seen that the people, when they went out to gather, some gathered much and some gathered little, but at the end, there was no much difference. The same situation today, you find some people are very anxious to have more. They have work, but still, they want to have another work. More overtime, more customers to collect more money, and the problem here is lack of faith. They think they are eating because they are working, and they forget that God is the one who is providing for us. We live by faith, not by sight, and we need to trust God for our lives. Exodus chapter 16, verses 22 to 26. Exodus chapter 16, verses 22 to 26. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord had said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and sit that ye will sit, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. In the sixth day, God gave them double the amount because the seventh day was a Sabbath day, a day of rest to the people of God. God rested on the seventh day, and God wants us to enter in this rest by resting from our usual work during the week. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10. 6 days we work per week, but in the seventh day we rest from what we work. We give that to God to worship him and to serve him. God would not bless you if you will not keep this day for him. If you disobey God and go and work on that day, then all what you will be going to receive of income would be of no value. Let us read how the people of God responded to this command. Exodus chapter 16, verses 27 to 30. Exodus chapter 16, verses 27 to 30. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord had given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. Jesus, the Son of God, God sent him to die for our sins. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, but rose from the dead to give us eternal life and life to the full. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Therefore, we who believed in him, we need to follow his steps, our lives, and obey the commands of God. He gave us his son, and he wants us to give him 1 day per week for him. 1 day per week will be kept aside for God. This will be our Sabbath. We go to church and worship the Lord and serve him. God had given us all things. Therefore, we need to revere him and live by faith and obey also his command. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Obeying the command of the Sabbath is keeping one day we rest in it for the Lord. Excuse me. It's also good for our own health benefit, in which have physical rest, not only for us, but as well as for the rest of our family members and for those who are working with us, or those who are affiliated with our families, like those who are our relatives, those who are serving with us, and those who serve us, our cattle also need to rest with us, refreshed and rejuvenated in the Sabbath, so they will have with us a fresh and diligent start in the next coming week. Therefore, we need to labor for 6 days of the week and do our best to finish all our works, and when the Sabbath or the seventh day come, we need to have our full rest for the whole day, in which we'll also worship God and serve Him. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God had commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath unto the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. We need to sanctify the Sabbath, making it a holy day, and set it apart to rest, to worship and serve God. Here, God reminded the Israelites that they were servants in Egypt, and God already delivered them with his mighty hand from the bondage and made them free. And so now, they needed to keep the command of the Sabbath that he commanded them to keep and have rest to honor him and to honor what he did to free them and to worship him and serve him. In the same way as Jesus saved us from sin and death and delivered us out from the hand of Satan and set us free from sicknesses and all the power of darkness, then we need to honor his command to keep the day of worship and rest in it and serve him. From the beginning, God put the ordinances of the Sabbath. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. But God implemented the rule of the Sabbath on his people when he delivered them out of Egypt and freed them from slavery and were set free, that he can make power on themselves to keep the Sabbath day holy and to observe it. Now, the application of that for us as followers in Christ, that we who are scattered in various places in the world, we might not be able to keep the Sabbath because of our works and other rules that we are under from the governments that are over us. In such a case, we may choose any other day that we can rest, worship God, and serve Him. If one whole day not available, we may need to free ourselves in parts of few days to keep us whole 24 hours to give rest for our physical bodies and to worship God and serve Him. Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 to 17. Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 to 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whatsoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whatsoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Here God commanded that the Sabbath needed to be kept throughout the generations, and it is a sign between God and his people, including ourselves, in which God reminded that he made the heaven and earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. And so it is mandatory to man to rest 1 day per week. Those who would not observe that would be put to death because they disobeyed God, as we read here. Numbers chapter 15, verses 32 to 36. Numbers chapter 15, verses 32 to 36. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron, and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, The man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as the Lord commanded Moses. For us, the application of that is that those who does not observe the day of worship or the Sabbath, they are spiritually dead. Those who does not implement such and break the command of God, and they think their continuous work and those with them will be of benefit, they are wrong of view. They will get nothing, but they will exhaust themselves and those with them, and all what they labored would be in vain. There are many companies, establishments, or organizations, they don't give rest to their workers. Those they will not be blessed, and all their abuse to their workers will turn to be a curse on them, because they are breaking the command of God, the Creator, and abusing what He had created. Therefore, fear God and obey Him, and do not be among those who break His command of the Sabbath and abuse what He created. The day of worship, or the Sabbath, God considers it as a feast for us that we need to observe. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 to 3. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 to 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. A holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. We continue to go through the scriptures and study them to see why we need to observe the feast of the Sabbath or the day of worship. Leviticus chapter 24, verses 1 to 9. Leviticus chapter 24, verses 1 to 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually, without the veil of the testimony, in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statue forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. And thou shalt take fine flour, and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2 tenth deals shall be in 1 cake, and thou shalt set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before the Lord. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread, for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set in it order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. In it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place. For it is most holy unto him of the offerings of the Lord made by fire by a perpetual statute. God ordered here the 12 cakes made by fire needed to be set before the Lord continually on the Sabbath, to be food for the sons of Aaron, the priest, who were ministering in the sanctuary. Now, the application of that for us is that each day of worship or Sabbath, we need to observe so we can receive the fresh bread of God, the word of God that will help us, guide us, strengthen us for the next coming week. Therefore, you need to keep the Sabbath, the day of worship, in order to receive the fresh weekly message that you need to feed your soul on and to direct you during the next coming week. Those and we honor the day of worship or the Sabbath, God shall honor and bless as we read what had God promised. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. We as a church should make awareness and do all what we can, and take the needed measures in order to stop all works and activities that would disturb the Sabbath rest or the day of our worship, as Nehemiah did his best to keep the Sabbath honored and kept by the people, as we read here in Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 to 22. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 to 22. In those days, saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bring it sheaves and leading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also, therein which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, What evil thing is this that ye do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your father thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon the city? Yet there being more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gate should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of the servants set eye at the gates, that there should not no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, Why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. Those who are absent on this day of worship and do not observe the Sabbath, we need to approach them, admonish them, teach them about the meaning and the importance of it, and counsel them to start to honor God, stop their other activities on the Sabbath, and keep the day of worship holy to God, to rest in it and to come and worship and serve God. Psalm 92 is a psalm or a song for the Sabbath day. Psalm 92 verses 1 to 15. Psalm chapter 92 verses 1 to 15. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with the solemn sounds. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy word. I will triumph in the works of thy hands, O Lord. How great are thy works! And thy thoughts are buried deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither that a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall string bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Jesus observed the Sabbath, the day of worship. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and they straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. Also, in Luke chapter 4, verse 31, Luke chapter 4, verse 31, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 13, Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 13, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. During the Sabbath rest, or the day of worship, we will not only worship God and serve him, but we will also receive teaching and direction in life, as well as healing, deliverance, comfort, mercy, and grace. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 7. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 7. And the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. Christ, as we read, rose from the dead on the first day of the week. In the Gospel of John, Christ went and met his disciples who got the joy in meeting him, and he did important things to them on that meeting, as we read here in John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Commemorating the resurrection of Christ on the first day of the week, the first day of the week became the day of worship for the followers of Christ and his church, and to do the ordinances and the ministers of church of Christ, as the following scriptures indicate that. In Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 to 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 to 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. But again, if for some the first day of the week is not suitable, then they can take any other day of the week and consider it their Sabbath or the day of worship. My dear and beloved, one day per week needed to be kept aside for God. This will be our Sabbath. We rest in it, we go to church and worship the Lord and serve Him. Therefore, let us listen to His word and obey His commands. He is worthy of honor and praise. keep what is due for him, a day to worship him and adore him, and not to exchange it with any other things, neither to work for extra money, nor to go for entertainment, nor to be involved in any other activities, but to give rest to your physical body, to worship God and serve him. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that taught me to keep the Sabbath, the day of worship, to rest in it, to worship God and serve him. Lord, thank you for all your provision to me and for all your material and spiritual blessings in my life. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments we receive in this message. Now repent and renounce all your sins. Repent and renounce your sins of breaking the Sabbath, day of worship, and using the day to work and make money. Repent of your worldliness and your love for material things. Repent of your stubbornness and disobedience to God's commands. Repent of your lack of faith and your lack of full trust in God. Repent of your lack of fear in God. Repent of your injustice and abuse to those whom God placed under your care. Repent of your selfishness, doing your own will, neither the will nor the plan of God. Repent of your lack of reading God's word in the Bible and your lack of prayer. Repent of your unwillingness to serve God and live your life for him. Lord, forgive me. I repent from the following sins. Lord, I promise you to obey your commands and keep the Sabbath day, the day of rest and worship unto you, not only for me, but also to my family and to those who are with me and under my care. Lord, I commit myself to start to receive you and to live my life for you. Lord, I commit myself to use all my resources to employ them in your kingdom. Lord, continue to provide for me and give me strength and good health to continue to serve you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flows from his throne unto his own, his hands embrace. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Lord, thank you for my brethren and sisters who repented of their sins and committed themselves to keep the Sabbath, the day of worship. Lord, reward them for that and uphold them with your grace and continue to provide for them so they will continue to serve you. Yes, Lord, set their lives good examples and good testimonies to others to follow you and serve you. Lord, we pray for us as a church that we will continue to teach your word and to proclaim your ways to our families and to the rest of our workers and members. Lord, we commit ourselves to take the measures to keep this day of worship, and we will teach the people the importance of that. Lord, we commit ourselves to walk before you in holiness, in accordance in your will, and plan for us. Lord, fill us once again with the Holy Spirit and lead us, enable us to reach new people, making new disciples and training new workers to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming, to go with you when you come. Lord, spread this message to reach all the congregations, the workers, and the members of the church, and to the lost souls. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
His name is exalted far above the earth. His name is high above the heavens. His name is exalted far above the earth. Give glory and honor and praise to his name. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name name of Jesus is worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power.